This episode of Two Moms and a Mic is sponsored by Podcorn. When the Two Moms and a Mic podcast was in the beginning stages of creation, we were brand new to the idea of how to integrate sponsors into our episodes.
We needed to learn where to find sponsors who would work with a new podcast, how to set rates for monetization, and where to start with collaborating with brands that authentically fit into our brand and listener demographic.
We were thrilled to have stumbled upon Podcorn when researching on our own how to work with sponsors. Podcorn is a marketplace connecting podcasters of all sizes to amazing podcast sponsorship opportunities such as host read ads, interview segments, topical discussions, and more.
With Podcorn, we have been able to have complete creative freedom and full control of how and when we monetize our shows. There was no middleman, and we set our own rates. We never give up any rights to our podcast, and Podcorn has been there to support us every step of the way to make sure that we are compensated for the work that we do for the brands we collaborate with.
Podcorn has connected our podcast with so many incredible sponsors, and we have truly loved working with them all. Click the link in our show notes to sign up for Podcorn and start browsing your own sponsorship opportunities. Welcome to the Two Moms and a Mic podcast,
now available on YouTube.
We are Briggs and Dodson,
two seasoned moms with a collective of eight kids and an abundance of chaos.
We bust ass, fail often, and love fiercely.
We're queens with broken crowns.
Our intention is to create a community for moms and parents surviving the modern suburban world of raising teenagers.
We also intend to drink.
Join us for our raw episodes as we navigate stages of midlife while parenting multiple children and thriving with teenagers.
Actually, they're trying to kill us.
Raise your glasses and tune in. Cheers.
Hey, Dodson.
Morning, Briggs.
Ooh, I started this time.
Well, I know. Sharing is caring.
Yeah, you're usually supposed to start
Take
that
turns.
One.
Take turns. It's all you.
We're just going to go straight up into the WTF.
I love that you start with the term straight up. That's perfect for the puberty thing. We're going to straight up talk about puberty today.
We are. I mean, and we're not going to do it like we know everything about puberty. I mean,
well, we don't know shit.
No, we're going to talk about it like in a humorous way about, I mean, because between the two of us, we are going through, not that we haven't been through our own
As
puberty.
As moms, we're going through puberty again, and why not?
Boys and girls all around.
If my nose worked, I could tell you whether or not I stunk today, but I still have a COVID nose, so fuck that.
Wait, are you saying on the podcast that you had COVID?
Well, yeah.
Is that going to be your what the...
Oh, no, that's not my what the fuck. We live in a pandemic.
Well, right. I mean, of course.
COVID.
Right.
No. So, well,
but you're feeling better,
I mean,
right?
I feel fine. Yeah, okay, we did well. No, my what the fuck is that I... when we were, was it before or after? I don't know. Whatever. We were released from our COVID. Oh, that's what it was. We had only ordered food, obviously, like, what's the grocery store thing? Instacart.
Yeah. Isn't that the best?
During COVID. Well.
I do it just on a regular Tuesday.
But then they text you nine times and they're like, can't find the lettuce.
This.
And
know,
I'm like, Jesus God, I don't care what lettuce you bring.
I know.
Bring the fucking lettuce.
I know, but you know there's Karens out there that are like, you didn't bring the organic? And
well,
then they
I'm
give them like
a
one star.
I'm just, oh,
no,
for fuck's sake.
That's the thing. Everybody's on like this fake behavior. So, you know, you're rating
I'm
everybody,
just happy
right?
somebody's bringing my groceries and they all get a big tip and a big rating because they went to the store for me.
Absolutely, but do you understand that not everybody is as cool as you?
Well, and here we go. Thank you very much. Cheers and screw you back. Okay.
You bet. I'm just happy to be sitting here having our bourbon together today. This is amazing.
I agree. This bourbon will be great for me when I have a phone call with another care provider after this.
Well, you know what? You're going to have to.
I've been on the phone with caregivers before while drinking. It's fine. Everybody knows my situation.
It takes the edge off. And it might make, and you know what? Quite honestly, sometimes it just makes you
it's fine.
Be able to handle the level of.
I agree.
Bullshit.
Nobody wants mommy constantly stressed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We were released by the health department, and I'm like, we're going to go to the grocery store. This is amazing. So I'm not that good at grocery shopping with my mask on. It's kind of that same thing as like, I have to see where to park, turn it down.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I'm shopping,
turn my music down when I'm looking, when I'm trying to concentrate
of
really
course.
Hard on driving.
So I'm a
Always.
Little bit compromised while shopping in the store, just with the mask. I'm trying to relearn my human capacities.
Do you talk to yourself though?
So
I totally do. And I sing.
Oh.
The songs that are on the, like, I was at Trader Joe's, the song.
Oh, they have the best music.
They have the best playlist at Trader Joe's. And I am just, like, busting out behind my mask, and hopefully nobody knows. But, yeah,
good
anyway.
For you.
So, go ahead.
Okay, so we're buying all the things, right? Because Instacart is just kind of like, okay, it's taco night, and let's just order these 15 things. And then sometimes my teens will just order, like, a bag of chips. And I'm like, guys, that's not really how it works. Like, you're supposed to have a number of items.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, speak for yourself. When I do Instacart, I'm doing Costco.
Well, no, because my two teens will do it.
Oh.
And they're like, well, we got Sprite and chips. I'm like, oh, guys, okay, whatever. So I go to the main grocery store.
$35 delivery fee for Sprite and chips.
And yeah. I buy everything. Mm-hmm. I spent like $600. Mm-hmm. Like, I just crammed the shit out of that cart for a family of six. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm saying yes to everything. Can we have this? I'm like, yes, 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 yes. Put it in. Just mm-hmm. put it in. And so we're going through the liquor department. Duh. Mm-hmm. And Frankie is like, oh, squishies or whatever she said. Can we get these? I saw them on TikTok. I'm like, yes, whatever. I don't care. Put them in. I'm like, that'll be wonderful incentive for your math worksheets.
And it was in the liquor department?
Yeah. Oh. But I don't know what I'm doing because I'm a jackass and I have a mask on and I'm just like, yes, yes, yes. I haven't been in the grocery store in 6 weeks. So we get home and I set them up there, you know, in my office where I do her homeschool and everything. So it's the next day and she's so excited to have her squishy thing after she finishes her math. So I have it sitting in front of her to, you know, keep her focused and like delay mm-hmm. gratification. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. Mm-hmm. And so it's time to have it. And she's like, what's vodka? I'm like, what? I bought vodka shots, a big fat bin of them. I'm like, no wonder that thing was $20, jackass.
What did you think you were doing? Buying her something in the liquor department?
I don't know. Leave me alone. I just had gotten over COVID. Maybe I have COVID fog.
Did she at least chill
and
the hell
I'm
out?
I'm like, I'm so sorry you can't have that. It has vodka in it. She's like, I'm like, well, you know what?
I can't believe now, she looked at the ingredients instead
she was
of
so
just
excited.
Ripping it open.
So she was reading it. She was so excited to read about it. I'm like, well.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Now you get to handle disappointment because yes. You can't
now
have
you
that
can't
vodka
have,
shot.
Now it's mine.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
oh,
that's
hilarious.
My WTF. I tried. Mama tried.
That's exactly. That's one of my favorite sayings.
I know.
One of my favorite songs.
Heard it on the way here today.
Oh,
so
man.
You,
well, I had a couple, but,
you want to talk about fire or
I can
clinics?
Fire, clinics, or ERs the night before
the
our
ER.
Kids go to school
talk
for
the
first
time. Talk about the ER one. How did he break his arm?
Okay. So, today we started hybrid.
Yeah. First day of school in 11 months.
In 11 months.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to call it that, 8:30
to
12:50.
It's preschool.
Right, it's preschool hours. Exactly. I'll take it though. I'm not gonna bitch. And 2 days a week, by the way.
It's fine.
But
it's,
whatever.
It's
you know what though? Were we excited for our children to come out of
at least
the front
school
door
is open,
to get dressed
somewhere
up
to go.
Early?
So
right.
Christian broke himself.
So yesterday, he and a couple of his friends decided to go to our little local ski hill.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so they went there and they were snowboarding. And he fell and fractured his wrist.
Oh.
It's not even like a clean break. Like, it's fractured.
Yeah, those are kind of the worst.
Yeah, they're the worst
That's
ones.
What I did to my elbow on ice.
I remember that.
Yeah.
So
can you go? Did you? You went to the ER, but during the pandemic? Was that weird?
I did not go. My husband went.
Oh.
So he, yes.
Okay. So for that, you can still get in and they're like, yes, please come in.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, because it's a fractured, you
okay.
know, it was, you know, and I guess it was an emergency. I don't know. But they did. They brought
well,
him in.
It's
they,
an emergency because
yeah,
he needs support for it.
Yeah,
an
yeah,
x-ray.
Yeah. We didn't know what was going on. He needed an x-ray.
Right.
And he was in a huge, crazy amount of pain.
Yeah.
And I thought, hold on, you're going to get injured and fracture a bone?
Not tonight.
The night before you go back to school in a year? Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, no, that goes along with your life perfectly, though.
And on top of that, I was already stressed out because they were calling for 8 inches of snow. And I thought, if they also cancel the first day of school after 11 months, well, they're going to call a fucking snow day.
He wouldn't
I
dare.
Was losing my mind he last yesterday.
He wouldn't dare. No.
I was losing my mind. I'm like, and then I was hearing that other school districts surrounding ours.
I saw were, that on I'm your like, post. I was like, you know what, Briggs? Don't stress us out because they have to get out of here.
Yeah, but you know what? These kids are just surviving a pandemic. They can't go to school with a little snow on the ground?
Of course they can. And they're there.
This world is pussified, if anything. I'm sorry. You can't Speaking go to school in the snow?
Pussified.
Anyway. Hate that word, but whatever.
Puberty talk.
Yes. And
go
so,
for it. Jump right in.
Puberty talk. I mean, I am on my fourth puberty child.
Well, I'm
right
on
now.
The third one.
Yeah. So I'm on the fourth, and mm-hmm. we're full-blown, like, balls-to-the-wall puberty
oh,
right now.
Balls
literally.
Too. Pussified and balls. Just bring it all to
Listen
the table
to me.
Today. Go,
Listen
Briggs,
to
go.
Me, all the words I hate the most. I hate balls, and I hate the P word. But yeah, so I feel like, although I'm not a professional, I feel like I can, you know, have
you
a few
a
words to say about puberty.
Yeah, well, boys and the one
and
girl.
And I also have a girl and boy.
I only have the girl perspective. Mm-hmm. They're still gross.
Of course, they're all gross, all around, no mm-hmm. matter what you are. But I guess as a mom, how do you handle the puberty? Like, do you get involved with it a lot with the girls? Like, do you talk to them about it? Do you sit down and say, okay, so, you know, it's time to shave your armpits. You're starting to smell a little more
curious.
Like onions. Yeah.
Less like that outside kid smell that I used to love and sniff off of your head.
Well, totally. But also, especially within this past year, because I feel like a lot of the puberty stuff, the puberty talk, honestly, I learned a lot about puberty and just like with my friends at school. That's a huge thing. I feel like when you're in middle school and starting to go through puberty, a lot of that you learn on the streets, on the bus, or,
yes.
you know, like talking to your friends. And you do a lot of comparing with your friends. Like, for example, when I was going through puberty, I was a late bloomer, right? Like, all of my friends had boobs. I didn't even need a training bra. Like, I was tall, lanky. I was always...
Same for your period? Because all of my friends had the period way before me.
Yeah. You know, I wasn't super... I got it a very average time. I had several friends that got it before me.
Well, the range is huge.
The range is huge. I got...
It's like a 5-year.
Yes. I got mine in middle school.
Oh, okay. No,
like
I was a freshman.
Like 8th grade.
Okay. Well, yeah. And I was 14, but that's later.
I was 14, too.
It's Oh, you were.
I was 13, sorry, because I was young.
But I consider 14 late, not average, because sometimes, well, now, you know, there's like hormones in the milk and shit, but now some girls get it like 10 and 11. Thank God we don't have that in my house, because I would kind of be like,
well... And it's common, though. And you know what?
That early?
I only have one daughter, right? But I will tell, and I don't know if she would want me to discuss this as kind of personal and private, whatever. But
well, I have
she
a tampon story I'm not allowed to tell, so.
Right.
You know, just...
Oh, I know that story. Please tell.
I can't. She'll kill me.
I know. Well, with my one daughter, she was a very late bloomer. I'll just say that. So I can promise you that 100% of her friends had theirs
oh,
before her.
Yeah.
Did it have to do with the fact that she was an athlete and played volleyball 7 days a week?
Maybe.
I don't know. That does factor into it. But she was a late bloomer.
I
very
think
late.
That the kids are really tolerant of the different times of development and everything, though, with each other.
Do
I
you?
I do. I don't think that they're super mean to each other about, like, who's got what and
not like it was in the 80s.
I don't think so, and maybe that's just my own perspective being like it was hard for me, but I don't none of them ever say to me that people are mean to them about it at all.
No, I the only thing that I see, not even with my older kids but with my youngest right now that is like in the prime puberty stage right now, what I'm finding is he is very it's like insecure. He's very self-conscious. He knows full on that he's going through puberty, mm-hmm. right? But I feel like that seventh grade year is huge. I mean, you could have a kid that's 6 foot tall, and you can have a kid that still looks like a four-year-old.
Right.
And they're the same age, they're in the same grade, and those locker rooms look weird, right?
And they smell weird. Yeah, for sure. I think that's definitely a boy thing, though, because they've got that weird height itch situation going on. Like, I don't feel like that with daughters, that their height is so, you know, where you get that, like, where the boy suddenly is, like, 3 feet taller with a weird voice. I don't feel like that with girls.
So my seventh grader is like, you know, he'll invite a couple friends over, and one will sound like a man and one will sound like, a toddler, you know?
Peter Brady all day long.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's just such a wide range. And
that's where it's better to be a girl, because that's so embarrassing when your voice cracks as a boy.
So he is very self-conscious of the voice.
Yeah.
So
I would just stop talking.
He has friends that, and now the other thing too is that is a prime age too where you can tell if the kid is like a fall birthday or a summer birthday.
Oh.
You know, and again, like all four of my kids are summer kids.
Right.
So they're all late bloomers. But then do you send them to school? Do you not? Do you, you know, on time? Like, you know, so I have seen both. So like for my twin boys, I sent them to kindergarten when they were six.
Right.
So when they were going through puberty, they were like the first ones to go through puberty.
Right.
Because they were older now. Right. Yeah. Now, the my daughter, she went to kindergarten a week before kindergarten. She was 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Total late bloomer. Yeah. Right?
But that's so relative, too. I mean, you can't just assign that to, like, their grade in school. I mean,
no,
but the kids do talk about it, like, with age and everything.
6 months. So is, when you're going through puberty and you're 6 months apart from your friend, that's a huge developmental gap.
Oh, it's a lot.
I mean, so my youngest, who is in seventh grade, has friends that are 6 months, 8 months older than him. They have, like, muscle definition in their arms. They're starting to get mustaches.
Oh, yeah, the dirt.
The really awkward puberty mustache.
Do boys go through a glow up, too, or is that only girls? Do they say that?
I've never, you know, this is another term that you introduced to me.
I know, but we talk about that in my house.
Yes. The glow my up. Boys have never said glow up. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Our episode of Two Moms and a Mic is also sponsored today by Gemist. I have always had the hardest time finding a shampoo or conditioner that works for my hair type. I have tried various products ranging from popular brands that have been around for decades to the newest, most expensive brands only found in top-notch hair salons, and I have yet to find a brand that has been truly good for my hair. But recently, I have been using Gemist. I came across this brand online and decided to give it a try. Total game changer. I took their super quick online hair quiz and their fancy schmancy algorithm matched me up with the most amazing shampoo and conditioner I have ever tried. No joke, I was able to easily slide a comb through my wet hair without pulling through a mess of tangles. Is it magic? Nope, just science. And bonus, you can also save money by subscribing. Did I mention that Gemist is also women-owned by CEO, founder, and Harvard graduate Allison Haar, mother of two and dog mom? The women of Gemist know that the secret to good hair days is simply science. Gemist is a science-based algorithm that makes recommendations based on your hair data. If you are ready to have the best hair of your life, try Gemist. Right now, our listeners can give Gemist a try and get 20% off their shampoo and conditioner subscription. Visit Gemist.com to get your personalized recommendation and enter Two Moms at checkout for 20% off and free 2-day shipping. That is Gemist.com, GEMMIST.com, and enter promo code TWOMOMS, TWOMOMS, at checkout to get the best hair of your life.
Okay, mm-hmm. With your daughter, did you do the, I'm hoping that you say yes because I wasn't on top of it enough to do this, but remember, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Of course.
Did you have that lying around and like push for it to be read a little bit? I wish. Because that's the most amazing.
I know. And I am going to be completely honest. I didn't. And I regret that so much.
I know. I think I'm going to bring it out for my last two that are.
You should. Because what was really popular when my daughter was going through puberty and in middle school was American Girl.
Oh, like, I was going to tell you that because I have that.
So book. The American Girl book, what is that called? Because
I forgot the actual name, but it's a great book.
It's phenomenal. They actually make one for boys too.
Oh, good.
So
it's really well done.
It is the best. So that's the one that I
love that one. Yeah, we have it.
Yeah.
I have that as part of my homeschool, like social science things.
Yes. So if anybody is looking for a good resource for the.
I have to tell you a funny. Yes, that book.
The American Girl book.
Yeah. Better than Are You There? Well, that and Are You There, God, It's Me, Margaret. Because when she has to like hold her pad on with that belt and everything.
Yes.
Everyone should read that and have a little appreciation for like. Where modern the times are gone. Right, of
exactly.
Diva
where
Cup.
Times are now. Yes. Exactly.
So I was in Walgreens one day getting tampons for all of the women in my house.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot.
And I was looking for the junior ones. And I'm like, where the hell are they?
There's a thing called junior tampons?
Yeah. Oh. Like for practice. And there weren't any. I'm like, where are the teeny tiny like junior tampons?
Is that the OB ones?
No. And they're like, oh, that's weird. I guess they don't make those anymore. I'm like, okay.
I've never even heard of junior tampons before. No.
Oh, teeny tiny. When I asked the clerk that, you know, because I was like, can I just not read? Like, I cannot find them. And she's like, no, we don't have any more. So then we start talking about tampons and everything.
I hope this was a female clerk.
Yes. Okay. But I mean, I'm at Walgreens like every damn day. Right. Because I would just rather go there than Target or Jewel or anything else.
Right.
So she tells me this story of, you know how people will have like, well, you call it a moon cycle, first of all, right? If you're woo.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Which means you call it a moon cycle.
I call it a moon cycle. And then people will have parties for that though. Like for the inaugural moon, when you first get it, you've seen this where people will have parties. To celebrate that you have your moon cycle, right? Say yes.
No.
Yes. Of course you have.
I only hear about it from weird people like you that do this. I don't. So I was just like, you got your period. Good. Here's a pad. And be careful of toxic shock syndrome and read the box.
Asshole. So this is a thing. People will have. Okay. And so when MK first got hers, I was like, oh my gosh, can we have a moon celebration? Sister circle. She's like, get away from me.
For Christ's sakes, Dodson.
So this woman in
you're all excited and she's like got cramps and she's moody and you're like, let's have a party.
Make you a cake, invite your friends, have a little ceremony. No. So this woman at the clerk at Walgreens starts to talk about how her friend had one for her daughter, the moon cycle party.
Mm-hmm.
And they invited boys. And the boys attended the party.
See,
I was definitely like, what?
You even thought that was weird? Okay. If you thought that was weird.
For a boy to be at a moon cycle party? Yes, I think that's weird.
I think that's completely inappropriate. I think I got grounded by my mother when she overheard me in middle school. I will never forget this. I was on the phone with my boyfriend, in air quotes. And she heard me talking on the phone to my boyfriend, and I'm like, yeah, I got my period.
Like the first one ever?
Well, it was whatever. It was like in eighth grade.
But you weren't just saying that you got it like that month. You were saying that you got it like
I had just had it. No, I had just had it.
Oh, okay.
I had just had it for the first time. This was eighth grade.
That's what I'm saying.
And my mom overheard me telling this boy on the phone that I got my period, and she, like, reamed me a new one. She
Why?
Was like, that is so inappropriate.
It's private?
It is private. You do not get on the phone and tell a boy.
She wouldn't want to attend a moon party?
I can promise you my mom has never heard of a moon party before. Couldn't even tell a boy that I, let alone invite him to my period party.
Okay, I'm going to save the rest of... I have stuff I could say to you about how women honor their moon blood and stuff, but think that that needs to be saved for this coming from time
a woman that does placenta art. Yeah.
Yes, I have placenta art. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
There we go. Okay.
Placenta art moon parties.
I have them in my freezer as well, like the capsules, but.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah,
the encapsulate. You know that.
I forgot you still had it.
Jesus. Well, I didn't take them all.
Oh.
Okay. So aside from your daughter, do you, this is what I wanted to truly ask you. Do you feel like, well, I know, okay, that your boys were at the same age, so there probably wasn't a lot of variance there, but.
That's something I wanted to talk about.
Okay. Because I feel like I only had input for the first kid that went through puberty. After that, I lost all control because they immediately were like, you know what, Mom? That's okay. We have like the older sister to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, what about this idea? And what about a mooncake party? And what about these junior tampons? And they're like, go away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no longer relevant. Right,
because all of a sudden they also have attitude changes.
I'm not relevant. Yeah. They don't want to hear one thing about what I have to say about puberty. Mm-hmm. Not one.
Mm-hmm.
One of the older ones even shaved the baby's legs. And I love that baby's leg hair. And I'm like,
oh no.
Yeah. I'm like, you shaved her legs?
Oh.
Yeah. I'm like, don't do that.
Oh my God.
You leave that sacred little child alone.
Yes.
Go deal with yourselves. You leave the baby alone. Oh, shave her legs.
Oh, no, you don't shave the baby's legs.
No. But did you feel like you stopped? And maybe the boys didn't even want to hear what you had to say. But I lost all control of input. I'll even try to make little suggestions here and there. Well, and they're like, no, we got it. We got it from Big Sister. We don't need you. I'm like,
well, Dodson, you also have to realize, too, there's a huge difference between a boy wanting to talk to their mom about puberty versus a girl talking to their mom about puberty.
I don't want to talk to me about it either.
So you could imagine how a boy would feel then. They don't want to talk
at all. I'll walk by where they're sitting, and I'll just drop something really inappropriate on them, and I'll just keep walking. Because they won't have a sit-down with me.
Right.
So I just walk by and say something really absurd and keep going.
But don't, like, in your mind, though, did you picture having the sit-down? Because I did.
Yes. I thought they would be like, so, Mom, like, sit on the edge of the bed and have that chat. Okay, I want the Lifetime movie puberty chat.
Me too.
Not this. Get away from me. We don't like all of your crap. Well, okay.
Or, Mom, I got this. Mom.
No, you don't.
My daughter was kind of like.
No, and they all think that they're so smart and they know it. I'm like, well, okay.
Right. You know.
Don't leave it in too long.
Right. Yeah, and and that's the thing. Like, I get that it's uncomfortable, but I think it's really important to talk about that hygiene piece because, I mean, honestly.
The smell is real.
Well, and the girls are not. That like
they stink. They reek.
Right. And
but little things too. I'm like, okay, deodorant like right after you shower. See, not the next day, okay? Like right after you shower, maybe.
Yeah.
And then maybe again the next day.
But please? The hygiene as far as like properly wrapping things up and properly putting things away.
Okay.
And so like that piece of it is like I thought that was common sense. Oh, yeah. No.
I'm like, excuse me. Can you guys, if you're going to play with the tampons, can you at least throw them away after?
Oh, my God.
And not just leave them sitting by the sink where you were playing with them in the water?
And has your dog ever gotten into one? Because mine has.
That was last year when your dog took one to your front porch. Oh, your poor neighbors. They don't even care. They're like, oh, the Briggs have a tampon on their front stoop. We don't even notice.
That's when the dog was a puppy and it was open, like, constantly in the garbage. But see, that's the thing. Like,
wrap it up 5 times and then cover what you wrapped up with even more toilet paper, okay?
So did you just let it go then and you're just letting the puberty thing run its course? Or are you one of those that just keeps on trying to
talk? You tell me. Do I keep on trying to talk?
I think so.
No.
You let it go?
Well, they have the book and they have their sisters. So unless I'm like, hey, you know what? You stink.
Mm-hmm. But, okay, so.
I make them read the book.
Yeah. See, now my daughter was all about reading the book.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, and she even, like, read it with me a little bit. The boys, though, like, I have a book called, like the boy's body book.
Yeah. And they don't care to read it.
They were like furious.
Really?
I gave it to them. I'm like, so this is a really good book talking about
how to not smell like an onion.
Right. Mm-hmm. And like, just don't explain to me ever why there's coconut oil in your room and why your shower lasted 2 hours. Like,
oh,
you know, but so don't talk to me about that, but read the book.
Please.
Read the book.
Today.
Like, understand that it's normal, but please don't ever talk to me about that. Ugh. I told my husband, too. I'm like, you have got to talk to the boys.
Well, then there's
sex.
Those, aren't like, all those funny things, like, those funny little statements that you, the innuendos, like, make sure you put a hat on, and right?
No,
those
my husband's little... is, always wear a helmet when you're playing football.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have any of those cute things for girls. There's nothing clever to say like that.
No.
No, it's kind of boring. There is no, like, always put a hat on.
You can't put anything on. Always have a do not enter sign.
I mean, do not enter. Out of service, never been activated.
I'll let you get that tattoo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but, you know, it's such a hard time. And I think now even more so during this pandemic when they're so alone.
Well,
these
yes,
kids
but
are going through puberty alone.
They also get the privacy of not having to share it with their friends. I guess nobody's physically comparing each other because they're not together. So,
do you
stink like an onion all you want?
I guess. Well, that's the thing. They're starting not to give a shit, and they're starting to have bad hygiene.
They're dirty. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Maybe some haircuts.
Oh, my God. I actually was starting... I was like, you're going to be punished if you don't get your hair cut.
I might try that.
I have one of my boys to get a haircut right after I leave here.
Or just keep doing the headband thing. It's
well, because
just
you know
fine.
What? He actually... You know, yesterday was their first day. They actually get to play basketball. I mean, it's not a regular season, of course. But now that his hair is like
so
a
maybe
huge
they'll...
mop on his face. Well, and you know what, too? Between sweating with your hair... Plus wearing a mask. I'm like, these kids with their acne.
Okay, well, I have a
that's
huge
another
amount of maskne by
maskne.
Myself.
Yeah, me too.
And then never mind the kids. Oh, it's
no,
terrible.
It's terrible.
I'm so disgusting.
I understand.
There was a day where, like, I was trying to work out a lot, and I knew I needed a shower, but I was like, oh, it's fine. I'll deal with it after I do these 12 other things. And I was like, this is when I was right after COVID, because you don't lose your smell right away.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And I was like, wow, I don't stink while I'm working out. And I'm like, oh, I can't smell. Never mind.
Yeah, but everybody else walking past you is like,
so like wow, Dodson.
Smells
like you and your kids are going through puberty all together.
Yeah. Well, I actually started going back to my gym. And
I saw that. Good job with your mask on.
Well, I've been going for a while. We didn't have to wear masks before.
Right.
Like during the actual workout. Like, we had to wear masks between stations, like when we entered, when we left.
Yeah.
But now we have to wear the masks 100% of the time.
I raise my glass to you. I just do mine at home which is stupid anyway, because I'm trying to do a workout, but they're like, Mom!
You're interrupted. No, I can't.
A million thousand hundred times.
So, what do you have any wins?
I can always find a win. I can always dig out a win.
Do you have any puberty wins? No.
No, not really.
Yeah.
No, puberty is more something I have to, like, I mean, hygiene, I have to nag them on.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, that's not a win. I don't know. Do you know what? Maybe my win is that I still can't totally smell. Every now and then I'll get a whiff and I'm like, oh my God, I can smell. But it's kind of a blessing as a mom right now.
Oh, I wish I had...
Like,
no smell.
Someone will, of course, not flush as mm-hmm. usual because they just don't.
Why?
I can't. And I
Why
literally cannot smell shit. I'm like, I can't smell shit. That's perfect. That's my current win. How
You're like,
pathetic
I can see it, though.
Is that? I know. Well, I'm not blind, but I guess my win is, you know, that I can find a silver lining in COVID. And I'm like, well, I can't smell their shit. Hooray.
Well, cheers to no smelling puberty kids. That's amazing.
That is the lamest one I have ever come up with.
That kind of makes me want to have COVID for just that purpose only.
It felt like a special power. Like they were putting, I hate pickles. Like I hate
Who pickles? Hates pickles?
Me. They're rancid and disgusting.
Oh my God, I could eat an entire jar.
Disgusting. And the kids were putting the jar under my nose, mm-hmm. which generally I like leave the room.
Mm-hmm.
If they open the jar, I'm like, let me leave first.
Mm-hmm.
Right under my nose. And I'm like, nothing. It was really
that's
weird.
That's so weird.
It's very weird. Superpower.
Wow. That is weird.
What's your win? What's your superpower?
I don't know.
Well, you survived going to the ER for a fractured bone in a pandemic, and you've got, how many do you have in school today? Two?
Two?
Damn, girl. I only have one.
First time in a year.
Wait, now I'm losing. You used to be the loser with that statistically. Now it's me. Damn it, Briggs.
I know. Well, hey, I still have one at home that I'm homeschooling.
I have two at home now.
Well, and my other one moved out.
And, oh, God, things have changed and they might be sad.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we still win. We're blonding in bourbon.
Yep.
Tap it one more time.
All right.
Boom. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Check out our social media on Facebook and Instagram at Two Moms and a Mic.
Subscribe to Two Moms and a Mic and download our episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or your podcast platform of choice.
You may now check out our newly launched Two Moms and a Mic YouTube channel. Be sure to subscribe.
All of our episodes are available to download at twomomsandamic.com.